The histories of the universe lie in the sleeping sex of a woman. Back in Egypt, the Egyptian Book of the Dead was written because they got these like women that were like, you know, that were before the time after 1852. So like they got these women and they put them in these like tomb shapes, like mummy shapes. Only they didn't mummyize them. What they do is they make this mixture of opium and salad oil and henna, and they put it all over them. First they knock them out with a sledgehammer. Then they lay them in there, and then they wipe them all over with this opiate henna oil. Maybe throw a little murk in, anything they can get in there. And she laid out. Thing about men. The histories of the universe lie in the sleeping sex of a woman. And then she'd start like feeling all this stuff getting in her pores. And we'd get deeper in her pores, into her veins. And you know how like the filaments are inside a light bulb when you turn it on. And next thing you know, her fingers are moving Egyptian style. Very rigid, very hieroglyphic. Anyway, she'd do this. And the scribes would be standing around with their papyrus or papyrus or peanut butter bag wrappers. No. Forget that one. No. Sitting around with their scrolls. And anyway, she'd start babbling. She'd start babbling, they'd write this stuff. And then the other girl would start, and then the other girl would start babbling, and then she'd get to this point. Because the thing about men, the histories of the universe lie in the sleeping sex of a woman. The thing about men, they do get Mayan, but they only do it once. No, but like, for a little while. Then, but girls, it's just an extra thing with them. You know, you just keep doing it. And it's really great if you're next to a typewriter. Because, like, you start first.
Extraterrestrial stuff, and they don't let you write nothing down. So you just keep going.
going through it, you know? You just keep... What I'm saying is... Thing about men. Because the thing about men. The histories of the universe lie in the sleeping sex of a woman. Mine stuff. Guys, you guys can do that, you know? I mean, I always was jealous because I wasn't homosexual, you know? Because, you know, they got all this mind stuff and all the screen stuff, and I read all these books, you know, and blue jelly and all, you know? You know how it is. And I thought, fuck, you know? I can't. You know, and I have these dreams that, like, I can, like, you know, like, steal boys' skin tonight and put them on to pee and stuff like that. But now that I've, like, found, like, this new toy, about something that happened to me on one of these particular voyages, but I'll make it real fast. I was expecting to go to my usual stuff with all these, like, you know, like weird, these, like, girl boy, Muslim, Christian angel guys. Thing about men. Because the thing about men. The histories of the universe lie in the sleeping sex of a woman. Angel guys, you know, that, like, have these, like, all these machines, all these, like, neon machines, and they put you in, like, on this pine tree shape. But this time, I don't know how it happened, I got to 16th century Japan, and it was, and the neat thing about it was the first time that I got to really be a boy. I was, like, this boy, this, like, ninja boy, this archer, and, like, he was totally in love with his sister who looked just like him, and he wanted to become, he couldn't care for it, he wanted her to have the best. So he became the best archer. And so the king took him as his top archer. And he took his sister to the palace. And the king fell in love with his sister. And the archer who had worked and worked and worked to get his sister fine garments didn't mean to get her fine garments in the king's bed. Thing about men. Because the thing about men. The histories of the universe lie in the sleeping sex of a woman. So when the king sent him out the next day, he was walking through the fields, down on his armor, and it was black and white squares like a chessboard. He stood on the black square and looked and saw how the black square looked like the back of his sister's hair. He looked at the window shape in the palace, in the castle. He imagined the king over his sister, his black and white sister. He was so dazzled by that photograph that he took off his armor, laid his armor down, and took the dart and named it Swift at the king's heart. He started walking toward the castle, started walking toward the palace, started walking. He was walking, 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 he was walking. Thing about men. Because the thing about men. The histories of the universe lie in the sleeping sex of a woman.